So how are we going to start this thing?
You just did.
I think we just start talking.
Everybody, it's time for the Big D and Bubba podcast.
Okay, stop. The episode bullhorn,
one.
No.
Episode one.
The bullhorn is a bit much at this time.
He's been wanting to do this for years.
Oh my God, he's so excited.
I am very stoked. I mean, I listen to podcasts all the time, and actually have one is kind of cool. That's Big D. Say hi. I guess people who might not be able to hear the show are going to be listening to this too. So we need to introduce ourselves and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, this is Big D.
It's Patrick.
So what is Bubba. Is the whole point of, because we have a show.
Right,
we
have a
radio
show.
The point of the podcast.
It's not to be like the show.
It's not to do, it's to talk about the behind the scenes stuff of what went on this week.
Just talk about whatever we want. So every week when we're done doing the show.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about our bathroom. Our bathroom is there any way we can get, wait a second. Is there any way we can get more water into the bowl itself?
I've been thinking that because there's not enough water that stays in the toilet bowl.
Seriously, it's like an inch of water.
Well, we
let's
have these
just
new,
say
we
that
have these
stuff
new kind
sticks.
Of toilets. And
yeah.
Like, literally, it's the deepest toilet hole in the bowl I've ever seen. It's got to be 9 inches deep. Well, the problem with that is you don't have 9 inches of water. So if any refuse.
We get poop. Poop.
It stains.
And you know what? A minute into the first podcast and you said poop.
Because this is not something we would talk about on the radio. This is what the podcast is for.
Yeah, I'd talk about this. I'm talking about this next week. No. It's, listen,
please,
IRV, we have a camper and you have a way. This is a classic camper issue. You get poop streaks on your toilet.
That's why
and
you have
so the
bleach.
Water, the water, no, the water won't take it off when it flushes through because it's.
You have a little brush.
I mean the distance that falls and it makes impact is a good foot?
Stop.
A foot
so...
or I don't know. But
oh look, there goes another poop.
And so
there's another poop.
What we do in the RV, if you've got a poop, this is the rules.
Oh my God, I'm going to start counting how many times we say poop. That's like number 9.
Will you guys agree to this?
Okay. What? You just shocked
yourself on the
microphone?
If you're going to sit,
okay.
Take some toilet paper and do like a crisp, like you're going to make a basket. And you put little strips about that long, and you strip across, and you just kind of lay them in the toilet.
Okay, so wait a minute. Your solution for the poop... Hitting the
this isn't my solution. This is the solution. This is what all RVers do.
You make a little basket of toilet paper.
So when it hits that, that's the first thing it hits.
So
it protects.
Doesn't contact the ceramic.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty smart. However, it's very wasteful for toilet paper.
Uh-huh. Now here, the only issue is if you reload. If you reload and you've got to poop again, you can't stand up, you know, and put another... basket down.
Yeah, and reloading happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I would probably say for me, about 80% of the time I think I'm done,
if you're going to reload and you've got another aerial bomb, could you just take toilet paper and put in your hand and just kind of hold, like get ready? Like just kind of put it in place?
I blacked out there for a second.
And when it comes out, you just kind of let your hand go out of the way, and that way the toilet paper is up there?
I blacked out. I was in a dream state, and I was remembering the conversations that I had with the digital team and with Peter, our partner, about how much they'd love for us to have a podcast. And then it'd be great if they could get a sponsor for it. And then I came back, and y'all kept saying poop.
Let's talk to Charmin.
Oh,
and
you know, 1-800-RENT-RV or whatever.
Everybody's so excited. We're going to have the new podcast up this week, and they can't wait to download and listen to it. And the first 4.5 minutes was us talking about poop stains on the toilet in the bathroom. I'm sure they're all loving this. Anyway,
I'm sure they're not listening to it.
That's
so it's
true
okay.
too. Yeah, because everybody tuned. Everybody stopped listening after the first 3 minutes of poop.
Let me ask you: what was the big Patrick does his operations and really kind of handles
He is our producer, but he handles the business stuff.
What was the biggest thing that you had to deal with this week?
This week, we had some.
I don't know that one of those you can even say.
A couple of them are legal things I can't talk about. But we had some big to dos this week. We. Got some new contracts in.
30
stop,
minutes ago.
Stop,
yeah, I know.
Stop
I saw the streaks of your big to-do.
Dang it. It won't go away. It just keeps coming back.
I would
seriously,
listen to our podcast.
Got to
I'm going to download this now so I can listen. I can relive this whole conversation.
We had Doug come in who's going to be doing some stuff helping to sell the show. Yeah. And that was a big thing we did this week, and we had lots of...
Doug is a total radio vet.
What did y'all think of him?
He walked in and...
I thought
and
he was great.
He walked in and he was like talking to a radio DJ.
I thought he was going to break out into a traffic report.
Can I tell you something I noticed? And now it has Doug nothing to traffic. Do with Doug. Not to really change the subject, but Doug came in. Our old boss, Julie, came in. Rob, our architect, was here. And several times this week... Tom, our old general manager from one of our old radio stations, came in to see us.
I didn't know he came in.
Yeah, he came in. He came in last Friday. But
you made sure we weren't here. That's what it was.
Every time one of these people come in, they're wearing these long, like not a trench coat, but like a professional overcoat.
You need an overcoat.
I kind of want. Like they all look so warm, and yet they still look professional.
Patrick, look at your face. Go in the mirror in the bathroom. Stay away from the toilet.
Yeah.
Don't look in there. Look in the mirror in the bathroom. You have this. This facial hair that makes you look like you're Pakistani.
Oh, that's true. If I had an overcoat on,
yeah.
Oh my gosh,
dude, you'd have to go. They would think that you got bombs underneath you.
You're right. I can't wear an overcoat.
I will tell you this though. Since you breached the subject, I would like to see a little different look for you. I think you're ready for it.
I think it's time for the business, Patrick.
I think the t-shirts and sweatpants that you're wearing right now. While I understand early in the morning it's comfortable and you're getting out of bed and that's what you put on.
But then that's what stays on all
day. But that's what's on you all day. And so you meet with people and they're like,
Well, think about whenever we were first looking at getting the new studio. Patrick would walk up exactly dressed like he is to go and represent the business to these landlords.
But you know what?
Do you remember that guy? Remember that guy didn't like you?
But that was good because we learned his true soul. Because that guy met Bubba and I, and we were wearing shorts and t-shirts because it was summer, and he treated us like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman when she goes into the boutique.
He did.
And I
felt like a hookah.
Yeah. And they're, you know, I'm sorry, we have nothing for you here. That's how he treated us. It wasn't just me. It was Bubba, too.
And we really wanted that place.
But you know what? Think about how great it is that we're not in that place and that we got here.
That's a real godsend that we're not in that place.
I've seen that guy today, by the way. He's in our toilet.
Oh, dude.
I don't even get the joke.
Because he's a poop stain.
I don't think... Okay.
No, but that's a real godsend that we didn't end up there. Let me tell you, there was a lot of God moments...
That brought us here?
That brought us here, not only to this place, but into our position of where we are in our career.
You know what? The first time we met...
I think this is interesting to bring up because nobody is their own boss in radio. Nobody. It just doesn't happen. And the fact that we get to be our own bosses and, you know, not have to deal with the corporate crap.
Why is their phone ringing?
I don't know. Okay. They hung up. Yeah, but the fact that we don't have to talk about corporate stuff is so awesome.
I don't think people realize, people who listen to radio stations that are owned by large corporations, I don't know that people can tell the difference. I can tell the difference. But I can guarantee you, if you were to drive to that radio station owned by X company that's a large company, one of the two big ones, you would walk in that building, it would feel like
a doctor's office.
It would feel, everyone there hates it.
They do. They hate their jobs.
They can't wait to get out of it.
We were in that same situation.
They're afraid of getting fired.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the biggest thing. They don't go to work because they love it. They go to work because they have to have a paycheck.
Yeah, they don't know what else to do
because radio has changed so much in the last several years. They got into it for the love of it.
And what's the one thing that people say when they come in here?
Oh, gosh, this place is just so vibey.
They don't want to leave. There is a spirit of comfort and relaxation in this building.
Everybody always says it looks like I've heard clubhouse and bar. So I just say we just call it the club. Welcome to the club.
And so we are purposely designing the way it should be done because radio is done.
Is this a sales pitch for a studio sponsor?
No. I mean, we need one.
If you would like to sponsor the Big D and Bubba Studios.
But, you know, radio has become so...
It's so awful. Sterile and so unhappy.
It's so awful.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. And these corporations who slam down and cram down a show on a radio station. Listen, you may be listening to this and you have some show that you don't even like. Listen, the people in that building don't even like it. Yeah. They were told that this is going to be your show. That's what it is now. Yeah.
And you have people doing shows, doing them the way that they're doing them because they were told to do it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
When we were not, one of those shows for a long time, it was, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, do that this way. No, and you know, nobody's doing anything. God, you remember when we worked with Paul years ago and he would just show up? Paul was our program director at our flagship station back in the day. And he'd show up and he'd have some just bat crazy idea.
Yeah.
Off the wall. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but it was fun. It was like, yeah, let's all do that. That sounds crazy. Why not?
I remember still the one I shot down on him was his, he wanted to give away a Toyota Tundra and tie it into Garth Brooks. And he wanted to do a Tundra Rolls. I'm like, dude, that's so dumb. And I shot it down. And you know what? Still to this day, I regret it now because I'm like, God, that was a brilliant idea. The Tundra Rolls.
I just answered the phone.
Hi, you're on our podcast. What's your name?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori, you sound sick. That's a good way to
say. Yeah, I've been getting over pneumonia.
Oh, my God.
Pneumonia?
She wasn't just sick. She has pneumonia.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sounds like you still have it.
Well, it's just kind of still left in my voice and my chest a little bit.
That really sucks. It sounds terrible. What? Our hearts go out to you.
How long have you had it? Hello?
Oh, jeez. I've been fighting with this since the 1st of November.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, me.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Let's see. I was born in...
Really? Really? What?
You what?
1978. No, I'm lying. I'm too old.
Okay. Well, you sound like a teenager.
Oh, God, thank you.
Are you not?
No.
No, she said she was born in 78. That would make her, Patrick, do the math.
35.
She's older than you're older than 35, aren't you?
36.
Yeah, I am.
You're 54, aren't you?
You are 1 year off. I just turned 55 in October 1st.
Can teenagers get pneumonia?
Yes, teenagers can get pneumonia. What kind of a stupid question is that?
I didn't know. I mean, I thought you had to be
No.
What kind of toilet do you have? Do you have one of those toilets that... Do you have a lot of water in your toilet?
Or a little bit of water?
Medium, I guess.
Medium. I wish we had medium water.
Seriously, Patrick, how do we talk to the landlord about putting...
Yes.
Is there something...
I tell you, if you will stop talking about this on the podcast and swear to never bring it up near microphones again, I will do anything I can to make it...
You know what we could do? Another thing, too, is that we just put like an extension hose on the sink right there. When I lived in Guam, we used to have to go to the... We'd have power outages and water outages and all that for a month at a time. We used to have to go to the swimming pool and steal water out of the swimming pool to fill the tanks up in the back of the toilet so that they would flush and we could still have usable bathrooms. But what we could do is put extra water into the toilet bowl.
I don't want to do that every time. I mean, that's...
Well, you suggested that we make a basket out of toilet paper. That's not much worse than putting more water in.
What is a better solution? Lori? It's Lori, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's a better solution? Making a basket out of toilet paper so that the poop never actually touches the toilet? Or is adding more water a better solution?
I would say adding more water.
There you go. Touchdown. I win. That's what we need to do.
I wouldn't want a basket hanging around in my toilet.
Oh, she just sounded her age right there. When you start coughing, you sound...
She's making me cough now.
I think we're catching the pneumonia or whatever you have.
You can't catch that through the phone.
You can't catch ammonia.
No, it's not contagious.
Is it ammonia or pneumonia?
No, pneumonia.
Pneumonia with a P.
With a P, and the P is silent.
My sister was talking about, what did she say, pneumonics. She was talking about pneumonics the other day.
Well, listen, Alaris, I hope you get feeling better.
She called it pneumatics over and over and over.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I listen to you guys every day.
Every time you're awake?
Whenever you're conscious?
Yes, whenever I'm conscious, I listen to you guys. As a matter of fact, my husband will come in and say to me, turn the radio off, go to sleep. No, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning pretty soon.
Okay, what's the question? Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm having a little problem, and I don't know if it was from your station or if my radio needs to get adjusted, but
I can't do this, dude. I really
can't. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. I seriously can't listen to that.
What? Did their voice? It was really
you see me?
To
look
sound.
At look at my body. Look at my shoulders are up next to my ears. Up. I'm all crunched up. I'm getting a headache.
I don't think she wants to
okay,
talk
so,
poop,
though. Okay, so, hey, sweetheart, so what's the question again now? You're not getting good reception?
You want to know how to get some sleep?
No, I already know that one. Get rid of my husband.
Wow, she had her own punchline.
There are several ways. It's called the Google. You get on the Google and you figure that out.
That is great. I didn't realize you came prepared. We wouldn't have put you on hold, but that was...
No, everybody thinks I'm hilarious.
I think you're hilarious. when you are coherent, you are awesome.
It's just getting through the...
You get to feeling better and call us back, okay, Lori?
Sure.
Okay,
I will.
Have a great day.
I'm gonna say a prayer for you, okay? Dear Lord, fix Lori. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
God's right. A healer. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I sure hope funny. Bubba says poop some more.
I'm not gonna. I'm done. I'm done. We found a solution. She said put more water in it. We got to figure out a way to get more water in it.
Behind the scenes, real quick, I'm looking at four people in another room painting.
They're painting the video production room.
Here's why. The studio's done, but what happened is they painted that room the wrong color, and it was just driving me nuts because that was not the color I ordered.
It was like a battleship gray, and it just didn't go with our vibe.
Hey, do you guys know that actor who he's kind of heavy set? He always plays like a gang member, and he has a big, long beard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, painter?
He died. The guy, that real actor died. What is his name? You know his name?
Catfish.
No, not him. The actor.
The actor. I don't know the actor's name.
Catfish looks just like him. But have you heard him talk?
No.
Watch this.
We're going to get
Catfish the painter in here.
Yeah, why not? It's a podcast. We can do whatever we want. You're going to be on our podcast cuz you're cool.
Yeah, we wanted to
Here, just walk up to this
Catfish
microphone right
painted
here.
More in this building than anyone else.
Yeah, just use this microphone.
Oh,
right
dude,
there.
You're a star.
Yeah, man. Thank you, by the way.
You can get right up on it there.
So, what you guys painted that would what you're painting right now would take me 2 weekends to do. And you guys have done it in about an hour.
About 30 or 45 minutes.
How do you do it so fast?
That's what they do for a living.
But
they
don't tape it for a living, yeah.
But they don't tape things off either. Like, they hand cut every
corner. They don't tape it. They literally hand paint it up to the line.
She hadn't told me that. Why don't y'all tape it? That's to keep it from...
Because it's faster to not tape.
Yeah, it's faster. And,
what if you mess up?
They don't mess up?
We don't mess up.
They don't mess up.
Been doing it long enough.
Anyone ever tell you look like the actor that is always the bad guy? He's always a like a gang member.
Oh yeah.
What was his name?
What's his name, Patrick? Look it up. Google that.
I'm trying to Google.
Get on the Google.
How do you Google the actor who always plays gang members?
I think I know one of the movies he was in. Hang on.
Hey, you guys know who Catfish looks like? Anybody? No.
What's do you know the name of that actor? He's like in everything. He just died last year. I think.
Old one just died.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Hey, you ever been painting so much, Catfish? You ever been painting so much that you get high from the fumes?
Yeah, I tell you, we opened that door and I can wow. All of a sudden,
are you
it
high
just
right
wafted
now?
In
no.
here.
No.
You ever get high?
You need to paint more?
You ever get high? You ever smoke something,
Dennis?
Get high before you go into work?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You don't have to. You make you sniff hoof paint. You know what?
Dennis Berkeley, and he did just die. He died in July of 2013.
Yeah,
Dennis Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Y'all could be brothers. I'm just saying.
Made his money then.
Dennis
well, yeah.
Berkeley.
You remember him? Yeah. That's him. I know who you're talking about now.
He was in, let's see, he was
everything.
In Son-in-Law.
He was in he was in the A-Team. He did A-Team.
Oh, see,
he was always the bad guy. He was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been around a long time. He was also the voice on supporting characters on King of the Hill.
Bobby.
So anyway, what's wrong, Catfish? What are you giggling? You giggle. You're a little like a little schoolgirl.
I think Catfish's coworkers are wondering why he stopped painting to come in here and goof off with us. I think that's what happened.
He played Bubba on The Dukes of Hazzard back in 1980.
There you go. There's the tie-in.
I guess smoke.
See, it all comes back on
TV. There's people messing with their bong.
Smoking on TV.
Hey, they're saying the study says that pot has behavioral effects.
What is that?
It means like, it affects your behavior.
Oh, behavioral.
Thank you. Thank you, study.
Thank you, study. We didn't know that already.
New study show that smoking pot makes you munchy. It makes you high. You ever smoked Anything you shouldn't catfish?
I don't think
No.
Yeah.
Well, they got a thing. We're got a thing on there. This guy's like the drug czar. Why? What point in America did we start calling people czars, which is like a total Russia thing?
It's only the drug czar.
No, because we got like a homeland czar. We got a toilet czar. Who puts the basket czar?
You ever tell you my pot smoking story?
No, I don't think.
I don't know.
Catfish,
no,
you don't know me very
no
well.
Way.
I don't
Big D
smoke,
should have been a preacher's kid.
Don't drink. Never been drunk. Don't none of that. And so I was staying at Todd Morgan's house in Oklahoma City when I was growing up.
Big shout out to Todd Morgan.
We had just left. It was a youth retreat. And he goes, you just spend the night at the house from the church because we got in late. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll just do that. So I'm laying in bed.
How old are you?
14 or okay. so, something like that. 15. And he's like, he wakes me up in the middle of the night. Hey, Derek. Yeah. Come on, we're sneaking out. I'm like, dude, we can't do that. We can't sneak out. I don't even know what they're going to do. So it's him and his older brother. And I follow them out because I don't want to seem like, you know.
Yeah, you stick know, in the mud.
Square.
And square? Who says square?
He just did.
It's coming back. I'm bringing back. Square back and queer. And we get out outside by a park.
We just let that go. Is that what just happened? We're just going to let that one slide like he didn't say it? Okay.
Well, he means it like peculiar.
Yes,
that's just
like
funny.
The way my grandfather would say it.
Yes.
That's it. The same. Yes.
That's very peculiar. So, that's very queer.
And so we get out there and he goes.
You're a keen dude.
He says. Keen. His brother pulls out a joint. I'd never seen one. And I'm like, he lights it up and they're smoking. They're passing it around. And I'm realizing, okay. It goes to
it's
him.
It's about to go to you.
They're going clockwise.
Oh, God.
They're going
it's coming
clockwise.
To me. It's coming to me.
I
no!
see a pattern. It's going him, and then it's going to get to me. And I'm the last one. And so it gets to me, and his old brother hands it to me. He goes, here you go, Derek. And I'm like, all I see, seriously, all
Did
I see.
Time stop?
All I see is Jesus crying. And I said, I can't do this.
You already had a contact high.
I like how this story started with.
I was already.
You already had a contact high.
I like how the story started with. Well, we were finishing up at the youth camp from church.
Seriously, and then, I was like, "What are y'all do? I can't. I'm not. Can't do this." And his brother was like, "Come on, dude, you can do it." It was like I was in a scene from The Big Lebowski. And he's like, "Come on, dude," and I'm like, "Ah." And so Todd goes. Or Morgan goes, no, if he didn't want to do it, he didn't have to do it. And so I passed and I went home. That was the first and last time I ever snuck out of a house. And that was the only time I've been near pot.
That's not true. That you were near it one other time.
I was.
In Key West.
Key West. I was in
this
Key
is
West.
A great story.
In Key West. And this guy walks up to me and he goes,
now, you have to understand, Big D has this standard answer. Because he doesn't drink, yeah. People go, hey, you want me to get you a beer? And he always says this.
He goes, hey, you know, can I buy you a beer? And I go, no, I don't drink. I don't drink, but I love me some pot.
Now he's kidding.
I'm joking, of course. Yeah. And the guy laughs. And I don't see him. 30 minutes later, he walks up to me and he has an envelope in his hand. And he slaps it on the bar and he goes. He doesn't even look at me. He's looking around. He goes, put that in your pocket.
So what does Big D do?
So I put it in my pocket like
and
a dope.
I'm on the other side of the bar and I see this going down and I
know something's up, but I'm thinking I don't know. I just put it in my pocket.
So I know what's going down at this point.
I've got legal possession of this pot and I go, is this pot?
No, you didn't say that. You
Yes,
actually,
I did.
No.
Yes, I was there. It was me.
No, you had it in your pocket and I walked up, I said, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
I said, dude.
Bubba walks up, you're right, I forgot about that.
I'm like, dude, what did you do with that envelope? And he went, I put it in my pocket. I said, you realize you have legal possession, right? He goes, yeah. Huh? Yeah. I said, he just handed you pot.
And then I go, that's an element. He goes, it's good. He goes, you need to take that back to your room. I go, no, I need to put that in the background as well. Yeah. But I have a picture of me still holding it. Remember you took a picture of me holding it.
Oh,
I was so excited.
It was, but you can't tell what it is because it's just an envelope, a white envelope.
Yeah. I sniffed it. I couldn't smell anything.
I smelled the envelope.
I have a question. Maybe, Catfish, maybe you know. How do we end a podcast? How do we...
Well, I'm not done yet.
I think it's come to an end.
Yeah, what? I mean, well, I mean,
we were going to talk about. There's so much we could talk about.
That's queer.
This is our first ever one.
We're going to do another one next week, and we can do it actually next week's podcast from the Super Bowl.
But this, we're going to the Super Bowl, Catfish.
Uh-oh.
You want to go to Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to that game. It's going to be outside.
Outside in cold. New York City.
Oh, no, it's too cold.
Look, man, I went to the Super Bowl one time. It was in Miami at night. And it was 51 degrees, I think. And I froze my butt off.
51 degrees?
Well, the humidity.
Humidity and the wind was just whipping. I'm like, this sucks.
And now it's going to be 10 degrees.
There's a drunk chick behind him.
Oh, yeah. I almost got in a fight at the Super Bowl. It was the Saints and the Colts. And, you know, I was wearing my Saints gear. I'm a Louisiana dude, you know. And I'm in the stadium, and there's this Colts fan behind me. And it's a girl. She's probably 30, 34. And she starts flipping up my hoodie. Like, you know, somebody behind you is flipping it up. Mm-hmm. And she kept doing it over and over and over. And finally, I just turned around and said, hey, could you please stop? I said, I'm trying to enjoy the game. And I'm still sober at the time. So she... About 5 minutes goes by, she starts doing it again. I turn around and said, I said, I'm serious, please stop. And I turn back around, 5, maybe 10 minutes go by, she starts doing it again. I turned around and I looked at her dude that she was with. I said, dude, if she does it again, I'm going to whoop your ass. You better get her under control.
Let's just say it didn't happen again.
It never happened again. I don't know, you know? Anyway, so that's my Super Bowl.
Bubba's a scrapper.
Yeah,
he's a little street fighter back in the day.
Yeah, Bubba's. If Bubba gets in that thing where he looks at you with that look and says,
"God help you,"
yeah, don't do it again. You've done.
I've been in situations where I swore he was about to break the guy's jaw, and he would and could and still can, and the guys just don't even know. They don't even realize what they're messing with.
That's right. I'm a panther. I just walk around.
Yeah, he's like a Black Panther.
No, he's not.
I got the booty.
You do have a ghetto Black Panther booty.
Got a feline booty.
Catfish, good to see you, man.
All right.
Get back in right. paint. Would you mind like taping stuff off? Like,
no, he doesn't need to tape it. He can cut it without.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, and you're going to go, well, they screwed it up.
They don't screw up, though. Look, walk around here. They don't screw up.
No. Anyway. This whole place is painted very well. Looks great.
Seriously, guys, I'm not joking. I've got to go poop.
Oh.
Hey, don't forget.
Making a basket.
Don't forget the basket.
Basket of toilet paper.
And I think this one. Oh, wait. Since we got to have an ending. Okay. Podcast over. It's over. Turn it off.